Welcome to Fugbox in the Voice of Russia World Service. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko, here with you for the next half hour. Imagine the following scene, a huge city with a traditional transport hub, milling crowds, all rushing about their diverse business. People for the most part serious, intent and briskly businesslike. And all of a sudden, everything grounds to a halt, as if in a cinematic still frame. There comes a bell peal, followed by another, and the people who were just a while ago rushing somewhere stop and halt their vehicles too. People grow silent, they raise their heads skywards, up to where in the ancient belfries a wondrous ancient divine rite begins. This wondrous something mesmerizes you, holds you enthralled, not for a minute or five, but for 40 minutes or even an hour. This was the case here throughout the past days, many times. An ancient Russian tradition in effect. The Bell Chimes Week, a tradition several years ago, returned to us from oblivion. The Easter festival that embraces scores of Russian cities, and chimes, whole bell concerts coming from hundreds of bell towers. How could we not tell you about its highlights? Time, this bell chime week was indeed a week. After Easter, all the bell towers chimed, coming out with particularly festive and fascinating Easter chimes. This continued for many centuries. In the communist epoch, this tradition was seemingly destroyed forever. And now, imagine, in just a few years, we've got back from oblivion something that logically ought to have taken many dozens of years to re-emerge. First and foremost, the highly complicated bell-casting craft, at one time excellently developed in this country. Schools for bell ringers were reopened. A whole generation has grown up by now. And what masters? Now this bell chiming week lasts from Easter till Victory Day on May 9th, sometimes for 2 weeks, sometimes three. All of Russia overflows with bell chimes. Today we travel across Moscow, Novodevichy Convent. Here we can find the oldest of Moscow's bells. One of them was a gift to the convent in the 17th century from Tsar Boris Godunov. Bells of the Church of St. John the Warrior, built in the early 18th century with participation of Peter I. Donskoy Monastery, custodian of the Orthodox holy relic, the icon of the Don Mother of God. And this is the voice of the Church of the Deposition of the Robe, nearby, small-scale, an elegant Russian Baroque. We stroll along Balshaya Nikitskaya. This is where Moscow Conservatory is situated. Straight opposite the monument to Tchaikovsky, a small church. I recall a scene from not so long ago. Instead of the dome, something really ungainly covered up with plywood. Thank God they restored it. While the bells there are remarkably musical, sweet and melodic. They first pealed out about 10 years ago, in honor of the opening then of the 12th International Tchaikovsky Competition. Thank you. We walk on further. The Church of the Greater Ascension bears particular significance for Russians. It is there that Russian poet of genius, Alexander Pushkin, was wed to his beloved Natalie. I have heard the bells of this church on numerous occasions, but this year it was special. It was as if several bell towers were chiming at once, a whole bell symphony. And the chimes were so unlike, which is understandable since the bell ringers had converged on Moscow from various Russian cities and towns. The bells ring for 30 minutes, then an hour, yet the crowd of people only grows. People stand about listening, seat themselves on benches in the gardens nearby, and we talk. Do you especially come here to listen to the bell chimes? Yes, last year we walked all over Moscow listening to them. Where else in Moscow do you particularly like the chimes? Right here on Большая Никитская, bell towers of several churches are chiming. For me, this is a first. The sensation is as if the soul is singing. What brings you here? Our whole family has come here. For several years now, we've been writing out the schedule of the bell chimes, which I find on the internet, and then we start doing the rounds of as many churches as we can. We really like the bells of the Red Square churches. I enjoy bells as much as I do organ music. You take a break from everyday hustle and give your spirit up to a much-needed rest. Continue onwards to a very special destination, the St. Daniel Monastery, one of the oldest, the 14th century. For two centuries it took them to assemble the bells at the bell tower there, and the ensemble is considered nothing short of an artistic miracle. In the 30s, everything connected with religion was destroyed. These unique bells could have been broken up or sent down for melting. What happened was the best thing that could have at that time. They were sold. They were bought by American businessman Charles Crane. After that, they fell into the possession of Harvard University, where they were used for various official ceremonies and for sports events. However, to give Harvard its due, they even set up a club of bell chime lovers there, and local bell ringers made attempts to master the orthodox tradition of bell ringing. Listen to a recording of Harvard students ringing these bells. And this is how the bells sounded in the hands of bell ringer from Moscow's St. Daniel Monastery, higher monk Roman, who arrived in Harvard in the late 90s to teach the local bell ringers. Autumn of 2008, a grand scale event took place. After an almost decade of negotiations, the unique bells of St. Daniel Monastery were returned to Russia. Specially made copies of the original bells went off to replace the original ones in Harvard, copies made in the Russian town of Voronezh. And thus, our relic is happily back home. And another bell tower with its own history, the Church of Saint Maron. There was a time when all of Moscow came here to listen to the bells, due to the beauty of the bell voices and the legendary bell ringer, Konstantin Saradzhev. A man who possessed a unique gift and a remarkable ear for music. Thus, you and I hear one sound while he could distinguish 1,700 of its constituent variations, all leading to a spate of special studies conducted by acoustic experts. Alas, no recordings of the Saradzhev bell chimes have been preserved, only recollections, the most famous of which are contained in a book by Anastasia Tsvitaeva, Master of Miraculous Chimes. We spoke to two very young bell ringers, Anna Shcherbakova and Pavel Rysev, who immediately mentioned Saradzhev.
До революции в данном храме звонил Константин Саражев, известен по всей Москве.
It was here that Konstantin Saradzhev rang the bells. He actually did this all across Moscow, but he particularly liked the sound of the bells here. This was a man phenomenon who made our bell tower famous. People came here every Sunday to enjoy the bell chimes. Ours is a wonderful bell tower. Are the bells the authentic Saradzhev ones? No, alas, those were lost. The bells presently here were collected from diverse locations, one bell found on a rubbish heap, and that is the most beautiful one. Some were chosen from old-time surviving bells. One had to be cast deliberately to form the right harmony. Thank you. We question Anna and Pavel, how did they become bell ringers?
Здесь был звонарь. Сейчас он уже стал священником, отец Сергий. У него уже свой приход под Воскресенском.
Дети.
Да, естественно. Дети, матушка.
The bell ringer here was Sergei Горячев. Now he's a clergyman with his own parish. I met him during my pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I was 16 at the time, and he started teaching me. First, I only rang the Blagovest bell. It took him 2 years to train my correct hand position, and I also studied at a bell ringing school. I also studied there, but already under Pavel's guidance. One needed to study fast. That was a time when bell ringers were in great demand in Russia, and in our church there was simply no one to ring the bells. I had long dreamt of it, but I was too young. After that came practice, practice, and more practice. So much for our bell story. Before we sign off, listen to festive solemn chimes recorded on Victory Day at the main cathedral of Moscow, Christ the Savior Cathedral. Bell chimes, brought to you in Folk Box by the Voice of Russia World Service.